This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribes and environmental organizations lost a legal battle to stop construction of the Line 3 oil pipeline in northern Minnesota. But their attorney says there are still some good options in the fight against the pipeline, as Melinda Tuhus reports.
Monine Naismith is a staff attorney with Earth Justice. She is representing the Red Lake Band of Chippewas, the White Earth Band of Ojibwe, the Indigenous Rights Group Honor the Earth, and the Sierra Club in fighting the 340-mile pipeline. On February 3rd, the Minnesota Court of Appeals rejected the request for a preliminary injunction to stop work on it. Enbridge, the Canadian company building Line 3, claims it is exempt from needing a new presidential permit to cross the U.S.-Canadian border because the pipeline is considered a replacement project, and it secured that permit decades ago. However, Naismith says it's an entirely new pipeline along an entirely new route, so it really is a new project. In any case, she said the U.S. president can rescind the permit at will, like President Biden just did for the Keystone XL tar sands pipeline. A second option is to get the Army Corps of Engineers to rescind several permits she argues the Corps granted illegally last November under the Clean Water Act, which allowed construction to start.
But the law is very clear that before issuing a permit under the Clean Water Act and an evaluation under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, that the Army Corps needed to look at the risk of spills from the pipeline and needed to look at how that risk of spills would affect local tribes and tribal resources. And they did neither here in the Line 3.
Earth Justice filed a lawsuit in federal district court in Washington, D.C. last December, seeking to get the permits overturned. Naismith also filed for a preliminary injunction, which would allow her clients to have their day in court. Melinda Tuhus, National Native News.
Members of indigenous groups demonstrated outside the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium in Florida Sunday as football fans headed in for the Super Bowl. They held Change the Name signs calling on the visiting Kansas City team to end its use of Native names and images. Alicia Norris with the group Florida Indigenous Rights and Equality says much of the day was spent educating the public about indigenous people.
We thought we have to at least go stand and educate and make a statement that it's not okay to objectify and dehumanize indigenous people of our land.
I think we're building awareness for sure. And it's just one interaction at a time. So we've had a couple of positive interactions and then some that are not so positive. But I think at any type of interaction is a step in the right direction to create a shift. And as soon as you turn the light on and bring awareness to something, people have to think about it. Even if they don't want to and they're mad about it, they still have to think about it. So I think for that, we are building awareness and bringing some education to this area on this issue.
Members from the group Not in Our Honor, based in the Kansas City area, traveled to Tampa to join the demonstration. Planes were also rented, which flew around Tampa over the weekend with Change the Name banners. The Standing Rock Youth Council is hosting a run to call on President Biden to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline. Young people from the Standing Rock and Cheyenne River Sioux Nations plan to run to the site of the No Dapple resistance camps 4 years ago in North Dakota. The run to the Cannonball River is scheduled to begin on Tuesday. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing scholarships to Native students of every age for over 30 years. Applications for the upcoming school year accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.